The question is, why was Rav Soloveitchik against the practice of Yigdal? What's wrong with Yigdal? Yigdal is like a poem. It's about a summary of the 13 Ikari Amuna. What's wrong with saying Yigdal? So it's not him. The Arizal is, Arizal talks about against the custom of singing Yigdal. What could be bad about Yigdal? It's a summary of the 13 Ikari Amuna. So Rav David Cohen from Brooklyn, he writes, there's nothing wrong about saying Yigdal. It's nothing about the contents of Yigdal. It's who wrote, who authored Yigdal. Emmanuel of Rome apparently wasn't a good guy. I think the Mechaber brings him down not to learn his books on Shabbos. So it wasn't so much of the content of who the author was. That's why the Arizal was against saying Yigdal. Rav Soloveitchik had a different reason. He thought it's because it's Chukas Hagoyim. It's following the ways of the Gentiles that when we daven, we don't talk about our Ikari Amuna in davening. Like part, I guess, when they daven, they talk about their Ikari Amuna. So he thinks Yigdal then to incorporate into the davening, that was following the ways of the Jugayim. And therefore, that's why Rav Soloveitchik was against it. So either way, is the Min in Yisrael, many shuls still singing Yigdal, and let them sing Yigdal. But the reason why Adon Olam was Rav Soloveitchik says, is tefillah is one of the things that require chizuk. And therefore, we had to go ahead and we do Adon Olam. We begin with Adon Olam and end with Adon Olam. And the third thing I think the Gemara says needs chizuk is parnasa, making a living. And that's why, as the Satmar Rebbe used to always say, you know, there's a minute, some do it on the Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach, but some say it every week, every day. You read the Parshas Haman. The man is the man that sustained us in the Egypt. Not in Egypt, in the Midbar. And therefore, we read Parshas, when we read about it in Parshas Beshalach, it's, you know, to give us a parnasa. So as the Satmar Rebbe used to always say is, it's okay to read the Parshas Haman, but don't read it during between 9 and 5. In other words, the greatest segula for making a living is having a job and working. That's what you got to do. If you want, in addition to taking a job, you want to read Parshas Haman, but don't read Parshas Haman instead of the job. So therefore, we see three things the Gemara tells us we always require chizuk: parnasa, tefillah, and Torah. And that's why at the end of Parshas Pekudei, this coming Shabbos, we're going to read Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. We always have to strengthen ourselves when it comes to Talmud Torah.